Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
We're ready.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Lady Gang. Woo! I'm Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek, and today is Katie Knightley.
Okay, who saw this?
All right.
On the marquee, did anybody see Kelty's f***ed up name?
Honestly, I wish I had thought of it. I'm so f***ing mad. But Ricky sends us a picture right before we get here. He's like, your names are on the marquee. And it says, Katie Knightley.
For somebody that is so type
famous.
A.
As the most famous member of the Lady Gang, and most culturally relevant, it is hard when a spelling mistake is made.
It's true. It happens to J-Lo all the time.
Yeah, totally. And Beyonce. Yeah.
Okay. Before we get started.
We are so excited. Okay, it's my part. Thank you.
Wow.
See, that's a prompt. That's a prompt. We've had the best summer. We hit 7 cities all across America. The Lady Gang tour is so good. And we couldn't have done it without our beautiful sponsor, Ketel One Botanicals. So we're so excited. I know I'm drinking a very strong one at the moment. There's no carbs, no artificial flavors, no added sugars, and no artificial sweeteners, which means drink up, bitches.
We're all natural, bitches. It's also 73 calories per glass. That's 40% fewer calories than a glass of white wine. Who's still drinking white wine? Girl, you better switch that out.
Switch that up. We can see you.
I have a hangover already. Okay, and we're drinking spritzes, which is the lazy girl's version of a fancy drink. It's vodka, botanical, and soda.
Even us dumb bitches can make it. And the flavors are peach and orange blossom, cucumber mint, and grapefruit and rose. And we love them. You know I'm a spritz connoisseur, and it's got the Lady Gang stamp of approval.
Yes. And now it is time for... Actually,
I'm starting. Are you starting?
No, Jack has to start
because
she'll poop her pants.
I know. Okay, you guys, I know you've listened, or if you probably listened to our live shows before, I have a nervous poop before every single show. And if I don't get my good week, bad week out first, I'm going to shit my pants on stage. So I have to go. My good week. Okay, so I don't remember which live show it was, but a few live shows before, Becca Tobin publicly shamed me for using too much toilet paper. She's a bitch and just blasted it out to everybody on the planet. I did not realize how much toilet paper I was using when I take a pee.
Jared, she uses a lot of toilet paper, right? Thank you.
Jared, what the fuck? Oh.
You're going to go broke.
So after I've been publicly shamed, don't show it yet. Don't show it yet. After I've been publicly shamed, this turned into a debate on the Lady Gang Facebook group. People were sharing their own experiences with toilet paper usage. People were wondering how much toilet paper you should be using because we don't talk about it. So, I decided to take it upon myself to poll my 28,000 closest friends on our Lady Gang Facebook group and see if I was fucking crazy or if you bitches are assholes. So, I made a poll.
We know the answer.
And I took all of my data and I have created a pie chart.
Is this Shark Tank? However fucking much I want.
Toilet Paper Gate 2019. These assholes use 1 to 3 squares, which is 3% of the population.
I said 4 squares.
No.
I said 3 to 4.
3 to 4 is not even on there. But 62% of you ladies agree with me, and I'm not fucking crazy.
Wow, Jack.
Isn't my pie chart nice, though?
Honestly, I can't get Jack to complete one fucking thing on our to-do list, but you found the time to make this? Yeah. Like, oh my God, Jack, we need baby clothes in the merch store. I've been asking you for 4 weeks. Holy shit.
This is more important.
Did your mom make this for you?
Yeah. You didn't make this.
You did, didn't you?
She didn't.
May?
May, come clean.
Okay.
Okay, my bad.
She's like, I only took her SATs. I would never, ever make
A this A pluses, mom. Only. A plus.
What's your
bad week?
My
bad week. I've been with my boyfriend, Jared, for a year, but we have known each other. Jerry. We've known each other for 10 years, and I don't believe in soulmates, but we have had this kind of soulmatey sort of a connection ever since we met. And my parents are fucking crazy, and they keep every single thing that I've done in my entire life. The other Lady Hang that we had, Becca did a dramatic reading of an emo writing that I had made. My parents keep my homework, every note I've written, everything. So recently my mom called me and she's like, oh my God, Jacqueline, I found a picture or a poster of the Maine from like 2009 and you wrote something on it and I think you're going to like really like it.
Oh God.
So here's the poster. And
oh my
I have circled with a heart, not Jared.
Not Jared.
But
this
his
is
singer,
Jared.
But his singer, John, with Jack next to it. And then it made me remember that I have made out with John before. Sorry, Jared.
Eek.
It was a postcard, but I blew it up for, you know.
Oh, wow.
Oops.
Kelsey, would you like to go?
Wow, okay. Mine's not quite as career relationship ending as Jack's. So everyone
really
knows that I have broken my foot and I've been scooting around the world.
Do we?
I don't know if you've seen on my Instagram.
But, like, make it fashion?
But, like, make it fashion.
Can everybody tell her to stop doing that?
So, I'm at work the other day after, like, 3.5 weeks of scooting, and I realized something amazing. I trained my dog, Callie, to mush-mush. I had her on the leash. I put the leash around the handle at work, and I was like, run, Callie. And she started running. And then I just lifted up the other leg. And I was just being pulled around work like I was on a toboggan.
What is a mush-mush?
Sounds
mush?
Like animal
mush-mush,
abuse.
Like when you're... Oh, you're not from Canada. Okay, so
like
when
dog sled.
A dog sled. Mush. Mush-mush. Like, let's go, bitches. You know, it's when the dogs pull the sled. Mush-mush.
Yeah, we get it.
I get it. I just don't understand the origin of mush.
Okay.
It sounds like you're maybe making like a dog
anyway,
stew.
Anyway, that was my good week, but nobody claps, so that's weird. Well, my bad week is that I once was the head bitch in charge of the Lady Gang and did like 99% of the work. And then we did a show in L.A., my hometown, and on the sign it said Katie Knightley.
Yeah.
Sorry we stole your bad week from you before.
Yeah, you stole it, but that's it.
All right. I'm going to start with my bad week. So at all the live shows, we've been really trolling the men, like really hard if you've heard it. Yeah, I see you. I like you're selling your husband out over there. We always tell women, you know, we like to make a public service announcement. If a husband or boyfriend has taken you to the show, you owe him a blowjob tonight. Well, my parents are in town.
Wait, does that mean us?
Fuck.
No, they didn't buy tickets. We do not have to give them blowjobs. However,
circumvent the problem.
Thank God.
Last night, my dad looked at me and he goes, "So, does your mom have to follow the rule?" And this is why I am exactly why I am this way. This is the man responsible. Kill me.
I have secondhand embarrassment right now. You're welcome,
Dad.
Did
you decide? Does she have to follow the rule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Becca, christen that guest
you
room.
What?
She made the rule. I am going to die.
I feel gross for you.
Okay, well, I'll stay tuned. They're staying in our guest room. Okay, so my good week is this. It's always a competition amongst the three Z-list people up on stage of who's the most famous. And I don't really care.
Kelsey, where do you get this information from that you're the most famous?
I polled everyone.
Well, hang tight. So I don't like this game because I feel like I'm Michael Jordan and I'm just playing in the schoolyard, you know? But sometimes I really got to put them in their place. And I was sent a link a couple weeks ago that you can actually get your favorite celebrity made as a cardboard cutout. And guess who's listed as one of the celebs that you can get a cardboard cutout of? Let's bring it on out. Here she is. She's a little short. I'm a little upset about it. Fine. Whatever. Okay? Here she is in all her glory.
Put her next to the toilet paper gate.
Okay? All right. Well,
it's a great outfit.
It's life size.
You're looking
great.
It
is not. I'm
fucking taller. It's exactly your height.
You have heels on.
It's exactly your height.
I'm wearing heels in this photo. Anyways, I don't have time for this.
Well, it's 98% to size.
I don't have any time for this. However, I'm so sorry. I felt so bad. I was like, they need their own cutouts. So I found beautiful photos. And I did them.
God damn it, I'm holding tampons.
Thank you. I'll just hold this.
That's so f***ed up.
Honestly, you could have chosen a worse photo of me. You know, there are
bad ones.
That's
not even the worst picture I've seen of Jack. There's way worse ones.
Way worse.
Look at her face. Mine is horrible.
It is an OB
tampon. I also just like that she's holding tampons. Okay, I'll just.
This is fun to keep over here.
Honestly, though, those are Rothy's shoes, and they pay for this podcast, so
we're not mad. All right. Well,
okay, this stage is getting very full for what I've planned, and no one asked me about this stuff.
Surprise, bitches!
It's everybody's good week today because we're doing a $500 giveaway to Spanx. We freaking love Spanx. We're wearing them right now, and everybody knows Spanx for their shapewear. But they are more than just a shapewear brand. They've revolutionized the way that women get dressed by taking their years of experience in shapewear, and they have just launched their perfect black pant collection, which Tanya Rad is
wearing.
Get up here,
extra small.
Just give me a walk. Give me your best
There's
walk.
The high-rise flare, four-pocket pant, cropped flare, and back skinny pant. They're all tailored to perfection, and also you can wash them in your machines.
Yay. What else? Oh, and great
news. If you're
a
VIP holder.
If you're not a cheap bitch and you're a VIP holder, you get a, in your bag is a code for a free pair of the perfect pant. That's right. And if you want, you can go to spanx.com/ladygang, enter promo code ladygang at checkout for 10% off your order if you were cheap and you didn't buy VIP tickets.
The Lady Gang.
Now, dads, please make your way to the stage.
They're already here, Kelty.
Our dads are here, except Kelty's, because she's not loved. Come on, Tom Tobin. Come on up.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
This is my dad, Bill.
Now,
he's the best.
We need you to put on this sweatshirt in order to play this game.
You must wear this.
Yeah, we got your sweatshirt.
I'll hold your mic.
Jacqueline, your dad and her, you will be stage left. Please come over here.
Dad gang.
Dad, put down your fucking beer and get in the game. Now, it's we not. Are going to be playing a game of Dad Trivia, hosted by Emmy-winning Kelty Knight. So the way this game works is that I'm going to ask trivia questions to both of you at the same time. You're going to hold your daughter's hand. If you know the answer, you or your daughter are going to shake this.
And?
Giant dildo. I crafted this myself. So dad trivia, hold your, now, you gotta tap her on the shoulder. If you know the answer, say shake, and you shake, and we're gonna see who gets the most right. Are you guys ready for dad trivia?
Dad gang.
First question, number one. Where was Becca Tobin conceived?
I got it.
Let me try. Did
I win?
Let him try.
Nope. Try.
Backseat of a 57 Chevy.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. No. You want to steal? You want to steal?
Breckenridge ski trip.
Hey! I love Breckenridge. Nice choice.
That's why I had a winter wedding. 1 point, Tom Tobin.
Woo.
Number two. What is a diva cup used for?
Diva cup.
Do you know?
Dad, think about it.
Diva, diva cup.
Don't shoot, Jack.
Diva cup. Cup. Take
think
a guess
it.
If you don't
think
know.
About it. Lady
thing. Diva cup. It's a lady,
lady
thing.
You're talking about.
It's
like
a cup
once a month.
For your diva.
What?
Spread.
It's a cup.
Sounds like.
You have no idea. Do you want
does,
to?
Wait, I have a question. Does any man in this audience know what a diva cup is?
Chris knows.
Yeah, because you had blood splattered all over your bathroom because of it.
That is true.
All right, they both lose.
All right,
it's
fine,
a cup that catches your menses.
Next question. Finish this sentence. We're not here for a long time.
But we're here for a good time.
Good
time.
Cheater!
Cheater!
2 points to Tobin!
They didn't shake their dildo. What?
They shook it.
They shook the dildo.
Well, you said it. She has to call
he
you.
He screamed it.
Okay.
Bill, come on.
Question number four. Bill, as a longtime Lady Gang listener and filmer, cinematographer, I'm going to need you to get in the game. Here we go. Number four. Where was Jack Vanek conceived?
Hold on. Sounds like. Shake.
Oh, you got it. You got it, Tom.
Backseat of the same 57.
Oh, God, Dad.
Is it right?
Dad.
That's correct.
Okay. He doesn't know.
Wait, was it really? Really?
That's false. Your mom is saying it's false. Where was she conceived, May? In a doctor's office.
Oh, oh yeah.
That's why she's superhuman.
That's why she's so weird.
That's okay. Why her legs are so f***ing long, isn't it?
Last question. There's no way in hell you can win, but Tom, for the win. Here we go. Finish this sentence. See you next
Tuesday.
You
we're
win.
Super competitive
Tom
over
Tobin,
here.
Tom Tobin, the winner!
Oh,
we're
God, Dad!
Good job, Dad gang!
Good job, Dad gang!
You tried, Dad.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We have new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow us on social media at The Lady Gang. Follow us personally at Kelty, most importantly, at Becca, and at Jack Vanek. And we will see you next Tuesday.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.